Aircheckdownloads.com.
Virgin Radio News, I'm Roger Walker.
Virgin Radio UK. Thanks, James. Here we go then, Monday morning across the UK. Phil Kennedy with Virgin Radio Early Breakfast for today, the 2nd of July. I'm here until 6 o'clock where we have a brand new breakfast show. The UK's newest breakfast show, Steve Pink, will be here at 6 o'clock. This morning on the Early Breakfast Show, we kick off with Travis.
UK's best music, 12:15
a.m.
Virgin Radio UK.
Sing, sing.
The UK's best music. 12:15.
Virgin Radio. UK.
UK.
Why does my heart feel so bad?
12 minutes past four. Hello, morning, Virgin Radio Early Breakfast with Phil Kennedy until Steve Pink takes over. The brand new breakfast show here on Virgin Radio from 6 o'clock this morning. Moby, why does my heart feel so bad? Before that, a little dancing in the moonlight, and we kicked off with Travis, who was singing. Okay, how was your weekend? Me, I was, busy this weekend. I ended up doing breakfast across the weekend, so me and the alarm clock had a great weekend, along with a baby who's just the best alarm clock ever, I tell you. But she's lovely and was well and truly enjoying a bottle of milk when I left this morning. So are you ready or rary to go? We have that question up and running. We had 2 days of a Beatles question, so we're on to day three of that. Also some great music on the way, and of course our first link fact of the day today, which is a down under fact to celebrate the fine victory, of course, of the British and Irish Lions in the first test in Brisbane, Melbourne this coming weekend. Now, in Australia, the average time between the purchase and consumption of a bottle of wine is just 20 minutes. Yeah, that'll be right. Even less this weekend. 4:13.
I know when to go out. The UK's best music.
12:15.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin.
UK.
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 Come up quickly, so quickly. The space between.
Virgin Radio, Dave Matthews Band and The Space Between. Before that, David Bowie's Modern Love from 1983. And Virgin Radio Early Breakfast, Breakfast with Steve Pink. He will be here from 6 o'clock through until 10 this morning. Brand new breakfast show to Virgin Radio from 6. Well, welcome Steve. Hopefully, if he's got enough time, because I know he's going to be a bit nervous and running around, he's got to learn the studio. He had to go this weekend, but it's still a mystery. I know what it's like on those first few times you go into a Virgin Radio studio. Perhaps he'll nip in here and have a quick chat and tell us about breakfast this morning at some stage. For today, July the 2nd. Also, the papers are here, and we build up to the big games today at Wimbledon. It's going to be hot, I tell you, on the centre and number one courts today. But Tim and Greg in action. Now, question 0500 3012 15, day three for this Beatles question. Just have Mark on the phone. Hello, morning, Mark. And he was saying, oh, is that question still running? Has no one got the answer yet? And I said, well, you give me the answer. He said, oh, I don't know the answer yet. But think laterally on this one. Which Beatles hit has appeared most on the UK chart over the last 38 years or so? So Keith said on Friday, She Loves You. That was wrong. Graham said, ah, Michelle, my bell. No. Marie and Chums, they were doing a bit of painting, weren't they, in a pub. Love Me Do. It's definitely not Love Me Do. Gary was on the road and he'd been driving all night. He said, is it a Hard Day's Night? He was obviously in that sort of mood. No. And Bill the Truck said, Paperback Writer. All fine guesses, all wrong. 0500 3012 15, listen carefully, which Beatles hit has appeared most on the UK charts over the last 38 years or so? And hopefully Barry from Brighton or Paul from Rye will ring in with an answer. He'll probably be wrong as well. 0500 3012 15, 422 on Virgin Radio Oasis. Oasis. Roll with it, 4:25 Monday morning with Phil Kennedy. Virgin Radio Early Breakfast Show for the 2nd of the 7th, here until 6 o'clock. Just clear your throat there, Noel or Liam. And Steve Pink here, of course, from 6 o'clock this morning. Brand new breakfast show. And I'll give you details of how you could win. He's got a great prize to kick off his first week here on Virgin Radio. You could be actually getting your very own jet. Your own private jet to tour the USA. I'll give you details of that in a short while, plus the papers this morning. And also the competition 0500 3012 15. Which Beatles hit has appeared most on the UK chart, i.e. had the most chart runs over the last 38 years or so, the history of the Fab Four? Ricky's on the road this morning. Good morning, Ricky. He said, is it Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? Was it really LSD, Barry from Brighton? Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, I'm afraid, is wrong. 0500 3012 15 if you reckon you have the answer. There's REM on the way, that fine new single from Relish. But next, David Gray.
Tell you what. That
always read the label and leaflet.
12:15 AM, Virgin Radio UK. Every time I play that record, someone says, what is that? That's Relish, by the way, and it's You I'm Thinking Of. And before that, David Gray's Babylon. Hello, morning, Virgin Radio Early Breakfast with Phil Kennedy. Steve Pink, brand new breakfast show, will be here from 6 o'clock this morning, 6 to 10, on Virgin Radio. We've just had a phone call from Dale, who's on security this morning, and he works for a very well-known holiday company. I won't give you the name, otherwise you may just ring up and cause him even more problems. He's the one that caused the driver's drive, by the way. No, he didn't, honestly. He said, is it Penny Lane, that Beatles song? He rang in on 0500 3012 15 to say Penny Lane, and you're wrong. So we're looking for, let's have a look at that question once again. Which Beatles hit has appeared most on the UK chart over the last 38 years or so? It's not Penny Lane. The Sun this morning, Bubble, My Story, The One They All Wanted, Big Bruv Star Reveals All. And there is a picture with his three-year-old daughter, Bryony, who he missed desperately. And also he goes on to say inside the paper, Bubble, My Life's in Ruins. It's only just started. I mean, it's only a game show. Don't worry about it. Talking of which, they've got a dog in there. They've got to train it. This is the task for the ones that were left in the Big Brother house. And there's everything you needed to know about the dog in the mirror this morning. Plus, big news story, royal story here. Princess Anne's marriage on rocks, it says. The Daily Star has Jordan again. She's dressed up as Lara Croft. And also, soccer star dumps no sex beauty. Oh, crikey, I don't want to go into that one. The Daily Sport has Thrillers to Brits. Yes, of course, it is Wimbledon today. And big games going on today. Tim Henman and also Greg Rusetsky. Tim is playing Todd Martin and Greg Rusetsky, Goran Ivanisevic, which is going to be a right old slammer, isn't it? And the back page of the Sun this morning also focuses on the big game there, especially like the British Lions, who won so convincingly over the weekend in Australia. Roar like lions. Me and Tim will fight like rugby heroes, says Greg. And also the picture of Michael Schumacher. Oh, one again. Oh, interesting. Monday morning, Virgin Radio, REM. Those are the papers. I think we've sorted them. Stereophonics here on Virgin Radio. Yes, it's 12:15, Virgin Radio UK. And that's, I wouldn't believe, your radio. So looking at the UK's weather today, well, mostly dry and humid across the UK. Hot in the south. Northwest Scotland will be breezy and damp. Highs of 19 to 28, that's 66 to 82. And the pollen count's going to be high for most of the country today. So Phil Kennedy here with Virgin Radio Early Breakfast till 6. And then it's Steve Pink, the brand new breakfast show for the UK today. Hi to Joey in Blackpool this morning. He's heading off to the south of France. He's actually also a comedian and going to be starring at the North Pier every weekend until the new year. He says, is the Beatles song I Saw Her Standing There? No. 0500 3012 15.
All the things that you do.
It is Virgin Radio, 5 to 5, and it is a Monday morning. Coldplay's Yellow. Steve Pink here in an hour and 5 minutes from now. I'll give you details of a big prize he's kicking off with this week to launch his brand new breakfast show. You could get your very own exclusive Miller Jet. In the meantime, just looking at the papers here, there's news that Gillian Anderson is leaving the X-Files. She's finally decided to quit it. And also a big story here as well, I noticed in the Daily Star, that Beatle John Lennon, not only is he going to be giving his name to the new Liverpool airport, but has a secret ambition, had a secret ambition to star alongside Barbara Windsor in a Carry On movie. I think you would have been great. Now, talking of the Beatles, of course, this is the question here this morning, 0500 3012 15. Listen carefully, which Beatles hit has appeared most on the UK chart over the last 38 years or so? Krista Milt thinks I'm just playing with words. There was no such thing as a UK chart. It used to be the Hit Parade. So therefore, the Beatles have never had a hit on the UK chart. No, you're thinking it far too hard. But he did tell me a couple of things which caught my eye, and my ear too. He told me one thing, that Deep Heat is now called Radium B. I didn't know that. And also, remember I was saying the other day about checkouts, you know, in supermarkets, and the little plastic thing that separates your shopping from somebody else's shopping. Has he got a name, or is it just a plastic thing? Well, he caused a stir at his local Waitrose recently. The manager finally came over and said, what are you doing? He said, what is this plastic thing called? And apparently it's called a customer divider. Now, isn't that boring? Gotta be a better name for that. 4 minutes to five, Virgin Radio, the Rembrandts. No one told you that was...
Aircheckdownloads.com.